toddler in the UK has been at the center of a medical ethics and pro-life debate. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're discussing the sanctity of human life and what its practical application looks like. And then good news from the church reaching out in Pakistan. Stay tuned to find your place in this story. First, Alfie Evans was a 23-month-old boy in an English hospital with a degenerative neurological condition. Now, the boy's parents wanted to take him to Rome for further treatment. Italy even granted Evans citizenship and had an air ambulance on standby. But the High Court in the United Kingdom wouldn't release the toddler, saying because Evans could no longer derive benefit from continued life, it was better to let him die. After surviving 5 days without life support, Evans passed away last Saturday. Michelle Schaun with Life Matters Worldwide.
Most people, when they're faced with something like this, they want a second opinion. And the family has been denied that.
Schaun says we need to remember that all life is valuable because we are created in God's image.
Every breath we take is from Him. And it's that acknowledgement, along with the sanctity of human life, that we don't take life. That's, I think, the message that Life Matters would have for that.
More on this at missionnews.org. Next, the Democratic Republic of Congo is facing a crisis. Since February, dozens have been killed and 60,000 people forced to flee due to the violence in the eastern part of the country. Bruce Smith from Wycliffe Associates says it stems from tribal disputes. Yet Smith says reconciliation is happening through Bible translation workshops.
This is not part of any strategy of ours. It's just that because of their respective thirst for God's word, it draws them together to a place that can equip them to steward God's word for their people. And they end up really facing these issues at the same time in the same place with people that they've had these tensions with. And because of the power of God's word and because of the power of the Holy Spirit, inevitably barriers fall and reconciliation happens.
And this is why Wycliffe Associates continues to pursue Bible translation. If you'd like to come alongside, you'll find the details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in Pakistan for some field visits, and while there, he witnessed 10 baptisms. He also saw a hunger for Christ in the country and the need for more church planters.
When I hear that we want 5 more pastors, that could equal 25 more congregations in Pakistan in just the next couple years.
FMI's support for national workers serves as a supplement income during the beginning years of church planting. It helps keep people in ministry while also ensuring they can take care of their families.
They're working in the 3 largest Muslim-dominant societies in the world, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, sometimes in places where a Western missionary could not go. And they're willing to say, hey, we're doing the job. Will you just partner with us?
So how can you help? You can pray, you can give, or you can come alongside these church planters in Pakistan. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, many people try to read the Bible in a year. But how many of those who succeed can say they've retained much of what they've read? Bibles for the World is working alongside author Dr. Shane W. Houle to make his book, Learn the Bible in a Year, accessible to old and new Christians alike from nations all over the world. Houle says,
the goal of Learn the Bible in a Year is to teach the whole Bible in 365 lessons in every language of the world for free. We want everyone in the world to have access to quality Bible teaching that is both comprehensive and concise.
John Podiety of Bibles for the World says, as they translate the book into more languages, it'll be a valuable learning resource to follow up the Bible distributions they're doing in over 220 countries. If you want to help, start by praying for the translation process. More at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.